discussing the question of Melacha Shel Chiba. Turn to the Hagos Ashi, Perek Hey, Simen Chav Gimel, begin there. That's as follows. Simen Chav Gimel. So we learn about Mozegas Kos, Rachatzis Ponov, Yolev Araglov, Matzas Osamita, Kigmon Afsam, Machalof Amaral. Pirish Rashi, Lifro Sadin, Dumbash, Enosh of Torah. Velo Kaifinin Lo. Okay? Rashi says it's voluntary, but Shmuel quoted it and wanted to pass it this way. Uvrishal Milo Mashmahav. The Garcin and Hustle, Afilich Nisala Mea Shvachos, Kofa. Lasos lo dvarim shel yichud. Ma dvarim shel yichud. Sachalo gufo machetes lo ragla mozegas lo chikos. Lama neishi chayemes lo. Why? Why must she do it? Mishim she'en roya lishtamish b'shivcha. Shma min ha'kofen osa against Rashi. Against Rashi. Hilkach Nirek appears to have been a ton. Everyone's sneezing, lo garcino, and matzas lo hamito. Elo matzas hamito. Oh, take out the word lo. Lo means for him, his bed. That's a very special malacha shalchiba. Making all the beds, that's drudgery. All the beds, you know, guests are coming, who knows who's coming. That's not romantic. That's drudgery. Upirish matzas the masnisin lera gulatakan klei amita. Just to fix the bed, it's not a malacha shel chiba at all. All around baruch hakohen omer the matzas the masnisin zel lechol bnei habayis after arachi uparachi the guests chayeves. They mean in hocha b'shas kame arachi uparachi mantora. Avol hocha ena matzas rak lo. Just gonna finish reading. We'll come back on Alan's very carefully. Rav Shmuel Baruch Omer, Af al pi shein mishtamshin b'isha derech shifchus, excuse me, b'isha, derech shifchus shari, k'mo sher omra avigaya luchot ragle avde adoni. Ho de mashma b'yushalmi de osur, hain l'dvar mishal yichud, v'mokom yichud, little yichud seclusion, av b'merchatz, kevin sherabim b'nei odin mitzuyin, Mutter, who mikan lo vedas kochavim ul shvachos shemutaros lirchot al son of bemerchot. Whee! My boy, don't even try. Don't even dream about this. It says at the bottom. It says in the kovas beforeshim halacha mekupachasi dimidei hiru lo yotzu. I feel like mistakel bet spektane shebiisha ke mistakel beveis atur brachos chavdal and al halachas kama vekama hanogeya. Ukemash Gosav Aishis also Talmud Shabbos Gimel Chas Vishalo Nogabi Betz Batana Alachas Kamavakama Mishamesh from the Shav Shefes Gufo Rachmono Litzlan May I Daito Uk from Mochul of Bemea Uchli Yavitz. That was the man of the world. Man of the world. Rabbi saying these kinds of activities are prohibited in all circumstances. Even if there's no yichud. I made an absolute issur in my shul, absolute issur with no exceptions, about personal trainers of the opposite gender. This is this. It's not done, it's done in the gym, it's no yichud. Gym! Personal trainer.
Personal trainers of the opposite gender in a public gym?
In a public gym is absolutely prohibited, based on the amitz. Come on, it's involving touching. I mean, that's what it is. Oh, it's only when you mean there are shivchos, abdus, I'm just. Washing the feet. I've been around the block too long to know that this is absolutely dangerous and prohibited. Maybe others disagree with me. I mean, that's what I'm just reading. Listen to the voice of experience, Rabbi said, please. But don't even think about it.
What about the nurses?
Now, obviously, when it comes to doctors and nurses, ideally, we have to try to be careful, but there's much more room to be lenient. Number one, the person goes to a doctor, once a year for a checkup. And the doctor can either do all the work himself, your male doctor, that's someone you know, or the nurses do, you know what the nurses do, they do all these kinds of things. So there are Rabbanim Chashuvim, or big tzaddikim, and they ask the doctor to do it all himself. You know, it's not as done with Yichot, or he doesn't do it, he doesn't any other patient taking him by the nurse. I'm not such a big tzaddik, and I think that's permissible. That's nothing to do with the personal training. So once a year they come and they take your pulse, they take your blood, they get older, they do what they call EKGs. They just, you go once a year for a checkup. So I can't argue with those who are such tzaddikim and they feel that it's within their right to ask the physician to do it himself, which he never does. This is not the way it's done. You become a doctor and then you find out you're the doctor. This is technical stuff done by the nurses. Okay? Someone's such a big doctor. He has to feel that he has it only been done by the doctor himself. The doctor is a man, a nurse is a woman. I can't oppose that practice, but at the same time, to some extent, I'm only saying carefully, is a tzaddik at someone else's cheshbon. Sometimes the doctor's cheshbon, because he's, the way doctors run their offices, it's a business. He's going to have to take every year to become a tzaddik, say, Doc, you have to be the one to take my pulse and my blood pressure and my blood and my KGs, whatever else did it. I think it will be a significant loss for him. Okay, so that's why I'm not tripping tzaddik. But that's only, once a year, who pays attention to who this particular person may be, maybe a different person may be, you don't even know. But a personal trend, an ongoing relationship, chas v'sholem, I'm telling you, I know what I speak about. I know too much. Led to the worst of eggs. The worst of eggs. I didn't say no more. I don't want to say that.
How was Ashwin? What is he talking about?
You all like the Yavits, okay.
Yeah, is it Baruch HaKon? Who's saying this? What's he mean? Where's he?
I'm only reading to what it says. Rabbi says, it's on the Ma'am HaKamis. I asked you to see it. We don't hide anything. But we have to analyze in campus. Let's now look. Let's take a look at again and see what the postman has to say about this Hagala Sotri. See what it says. Go nice and slow.
Where did he live? Which culture is this happening in?
It's a good question. Good question. Now the Hagala Sotri himself is not written by the Rosh proper. Obviously the Rosh is by Rabbeinu Usher. We know he lived. He lived initially in Germany and then he moved to Spain when he had to run away. Hagala Sotri right away is in the Rabbeinu Yisrael Mikrumza Zal. Where Krumza is, I can't tell you exactly. I believe it's the German area, if I'm not mistaken. So he wrote about on the Rush. And these are Rabbeinu Baruch and Rabbeinu Shmuel Baruch are presumably Chachmei Ashkenaz. That's my assumption. You want to know exactly where they live and who they are, you have to look up in the books. These books that we've shown them, they have Hebrew and English, it's kind of swarm. I'm happy to look at them, what it says there. But I'm just going to do a simple question. It's a Gemara, Rabbi Osai. You might be Shabbos, Babylis. The Gemara has a Masechta Nedarim, Pei Aleph and Beis. Kona Mishlo Emzo Gesakos, Eino Tzorach Lahofer. Why? Because the Neder is not Chal. We need for our first Nedarim. It's simply not Chal. Why? Why? Obviously, she's Meshubah to him. Meshubah to him. The truth is, without going to the Nedarim, which you don't have in front of you, take a look in Ksubis, Nun Testament base. We all have. Arba Yoshevis Bekatadra. Afal Gav de Bisholosh Nami Ena also become Malachos, Shutsku Mishnah. Bekomakom Osa Malachos Tanashi Babayas. Shutsku Mishnah. You can have me after the Pachim de Bigamor. Bechnisa, Chichnisa, Lodalid Ena Osa Klum. First, I'm trying to point out from this Tosfos that there is certain shibudim. But Rashi, who said that these halachos shechiva are only voluntary, so it's a big problem. How do you what with the Gemara in Masechta Nedarim? So the Mishnah Melech answers Kasha. This is the one that's on. I put in parentheses. It's so long. I don't want to overburden you. But if you look it up, you'll see. He says Rashi can learn the Gemara Nedarim. Where there was no haknas of dalat shvachas. Yeah, she's meshuvah. If she didn't bring any shvachas to do the job, so then she's meshuvah. And that's why they don't need to do hafara. But according to Rashi, if there are shvachas there, then she is not in fact meshuvah. There are those, hafla says no. Even Rashi agrees that this shibud exists, which is the simple pshat in the Gemara, in the Sechta, in the Dara. All Rashi means to say is that she's not a moredes. That's what Tosa said. You don't call her a moredes. The Gemara says, I can't call her a moredes in the Malacha. So Tosa says, the moredes found in Mishnah, Sam of Gimel, goes on the Mishnah on Afnun Tes. But the Gemara Samach Aleph is not found in the Mishnah, so you don't consider her to be a Moredes if she does not do those Malacha Shachima. That's all that Rashi meant. Okay, it's possible that's all that Rashi meant, but it's not the simple pshat in the Rashi. But that's what the Haflah suggests. And there are those who go further and say, I like this phrase, this I saw in Ultra Poskim, that it's not Shayach to do Kfiyah a Malacha Shechiva. Can you force someone to love someone? The Malacha Shechiva is supposed to designate romance. You can't be romantic by force. Doesn't make sense. It's ridiculous. It's tied to the Sasri. He quotes this from one of the posts from a couple of generations ago. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, this opinion of Rashi. We saw the Beis Shmuel, I made reference to it a little bit earlier. Let's see it again. Evan Abishulchan Aruch, please, I hope you have all. I bought an extra one. For those someone doesn't have, you can take mine, the extra. Okay, feel free. A lot of this is Chazara, but it's always new. These sugyas are complex. You have to keep going over them many, many times to get a fuller picture. Take a look at the Beit Shmuel Simon Pei, Sivkot and Zayin. But the Machaber writes, Malachos Elu Osa Osan Hiba Atzma, Afilu Hoyo Lakama Shvachos, and also Malachos Elu Lebal Ela Ishto. Okay, says the Beit Shmuel. Masha de Mechaib and Lassos, Chen Masha de Toysis, Chen Adasa Mordechai, Hagos Ashri, Loki Rashi, Shekos of Eitza Tovi. Shetas and Malachos Elu. Uvitur Mashma, the Svir like Kirashi. Beis Shmuel claims that the tour holds like Rashi. Now, what's the tour say? So, this, since I didn't expect everyone to have a tour, some of you may have a tour, you can look inside. This is not considered to be everyone having, so we'll go to the screen. Here we go. Tour. Here we are. Suvis. There's one word which led the Beis Shmuel to this conclusion that the Torah holds like Rashi. The question of whether the word means that which the Beis Shmuel understands it to mean. Here's the word. Right here, on the screen. What does it say? Nichnislo Shtayim, Odemeyan, we'll get that later. Motzalo Shtayim, Odemeyan. Enebe Vashela Shlom Nikas Beno Shlosho, Enebe Tzaso Semita. The Troach will have a Samatzos, will happen for him. Have a Peresis, it's a Sad, and a Sederas on Semita, Shudera Chiba. Right, we saw the distinction between the drudgery of making beds and the romance of making his bed, the sheet, etc. Veroi, that's the word. The Polisha Lassos Dover Zelabalo, Afuliesta Kamishvachos, the Kelitogos, the coast of the Ponagon of Araglov. Rabosai, the word Roy leads the tour to the conclusion that he holds like Rashi, in opposition to the Rambam, who says it's absolutely mandatory. That's why he claims the tour omitted what the Rambam said. Okay, so let's now take a look, I guess, for a minute in the Rambam, see what the Rambam said. in contrast to what the Torah said. Rambam says, discussing these issues, watch this, Rambam is in Perek of Aleph. What does it say? Kolisha rochetes the babra raglav, mustagas al kos, matas amita, vo medesu mishameshes bifne bala, shetitel no mayam of kli, or titel no fun of a chasbra melu, get that later. I will eno medesu mishameshes bifne obvo bne bra, we'll get that later too. Umulachos elu also son hi atma, afilo elokama shvachos, and also in melachos elu lebal, elo ishto. Sounds like, according to the Rambam, it's an absolute chiyuv. But the Mitur left this language out, leads the Beis Shmuel to understand it's only something which you should do, it's not mandatory. As the Rashi said, you can't, it doesn't have to, it's an Eitzah Tovah. It's an Eitzah Tovah. Oh. Now, the Torah himself, Rabbi Osai, says in Yerodeah, Eina Tzvichala Hafer, Meshim Meshu Benesla. So the question becomes Meshu Benesla. He used the word of Roy. He used the word Roy. Now, the question will become, how do you understand all this? So we can suggest as follows, that if she has Shvach as a substitute, then, okay, you can't force her. But if she puts no substitutes, and no one is taking care of the poor man's basic needs, who's going to wash his hands, face, and feet? Who's going to pour his cup? Who's going to make his bed? So then, who in fact would force it, but if she's willing to send in a substitute, a shifcha to do it, then you would not force it. That's a compromise. Of course, if that question is true, why is there no need for hafara? Why wouldn't hafara be necessary so that in case she later wants to do it herself, which is obviously better, she'll be able to do so? There's something which bothers me about this understanding of the tour. Okay, but before we go further than that, it's very important to understand that, as I told you already last week, don't expect when you get married you should wash your feet. And I want to show you again in Hagos Oshri, Rebbe Osai. We read a big piece of it in Perakei Simen Chof Yimol, but there's one line I want to show you. Question is, how much is this dependent upon the minig in any particular place? And I already told you last week, in my view, it's extraordinarily dependent. All depends upon the minig in any particular area. Nowadays, forget about it. No one is involved in washing feet. Ridiculous. Not funny here in Hagos Oshri. Let's turn to the Mordechai. Because in Hagos Oshri somewhere. Well, let's take to the Mordechai Simon Kuf Pei base. See if we can find it there. Please. Mordechai Kuf Pei base. Here we go. Upashtina la Ola imo vene redesimo Hilka Pasuk Rabbeinu Baruch, the Oidna Nashim Shalona the Labru Chai Litchon the Luchabes, the Ein Kofin also. It all depends on, you know, what's the minute? While we're here, what we saw before of Shmuel Bar Baruch is quoted in the same Mordechai. Okay, shvachos to Washington Americans, zahagom. Im yachol izar mihiru, v'hanimna yizbarich. better don't do it. Look at the writer afterwards. So the Zagor, I think it's written by the Rambam, the Zagor, the side of the Mordechai. Ve'ben Ezer Simen, Chofal HaKosu Ve'ben Sersim. Va'ani Omer, before the Yavetz, Nishtak HaDova V'lo Nemar, V'dova Z'osu La'aloso, can't even mention it. Ve'en Sofer Getzli, there's a Talmud Torah, Kosu Ken Me'atzo, V'tola HaDova V'Rabo, of course, how do you like that? The Talmud Torah wrote it. Don't go around with any people washing your feet, and then no personal trainers, v'chule, v'chule, right here. Ready for the Beis Yosef. We said it from the Yavetz, the quarter of the bottom of the new rushes in the Kovas Mepharshim. Here, even the old Gemaras have this Hagah and the Mordechai, but from an earlier source than the Yavetz, quotes from the Beis Yosef. Very important, very important. Okay. What's the source that all depends upon the Minhag HaMakom? Where does it come from? So Rav Osai, I've shown this to you, we'll see it again. Maybe not. A Gemara Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Here, where the Mordechai is saying that we say Ola and Yoredes, it all depends upon the Minhag HaMedina. The Gemara Samach Aleph Amud Aleph discusses the obligation of a woman to nurse a child. It's viewed in Halacha, interestingly, as somewhat an obligation to the husband. It's a funny, funny thing. That's how it's phrased in the Gemara. He omeres lahanik, lo omer lo lahanik, gives to her, tzardi day, tzardi does. It could be pain not to be able to nurse. Who omer lahanik, be omeres lahanik? No, I'm not going to do it. You want someone to nurse your child, you hire a wet nurse. I'm not doing it. Mahu, says the Gemara, kol hecha delav urcha, shomin la. What's going on? He urcha, b'hu lav urcha, ma'ay. This week's parsha. Okay, look on the Sunday morning. Quite a funny pasuk. Elokim al Abi Melech b'chalom al Arlo v'yom alo. Hinu chameis al Yishar shel lakachta v'hi bu'ulas bal. She's been nibba loved by her husband, and now you are going to take this woman? That's the case in this week's parsha. No, is this week's parsha? No. Yeah, it is this week's parsha. We'll get to it before Shabbos, I hope. We'll do your Shnei Mikra, Rashi, have to do it. Keep it going. So you'll see this in this week's parsha. Parsha's Vayera. And there's a funny drasha. That's not the Pasha Pshat, obviously, far from it. But the Chazal Dashan is this way. They apply to a case of Hanukkah. Does it apply to other things as well? Look in the Rush. The Rush is in Simen Chav Beis. Please, Perakei Simen Chav Beis. So the Rush says, don't think it's only Hanukkah as an isolated case. But the Rush writes at the end of Chav Beis. So Mistabra, to Adin B'Shar Kamalachas, Enacha Yavis Ben. Usually don't have that, except by Hanukkah, it's a physical pain for not to nurse. But that's why they mention this particular example. But it applies to other malachas as well. And as a matter of fact, this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at your Shulchan Aruch, please. In Sif Yud, Simon Pei Sif Yud. It's Mamash quoted from the Rosh, end of Simen Chav Beis. Says Tur. There's a Tur, Tur is quoted as far as the Rosh. Midin Menika, says the Baragol. That's where it comes from. Okay? If you look in the Gra,